Now, following a debate by MPs, the Health Minister Norman Lamb has told the NHS England to stop GPs referring patients for gay conversion therapy. If you're not sure what it is, all be explained in a moment. At the moment, gay to straight conversion counselling and psychotherapy is available in the UK. This is where counsellors give people therapy to stop them having unwanted same-sex feelings. Well, MPs and gay rights activists want tighter regulation on the psychotherapy sector, and the Department of Health says being gay is not an illness and it should never be treated as something which is curable. But those who've used the therapy disagree. Dr. Mike Davidson was given support to convert his unwanted homosexual feelings, and he believes that therapy should remain an option for people whose goal is to marry an opposite-sex partner. Well, he's a director of Core Issues Trust, a Christian group who support people with homosexual issues, and he's joining me firstly on the line. Dr. Davidson, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Very good to have you on the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Do you believe that homosexuality is something that you can change?
I certainly believe that homosexual feelings change, irrespective of whether that's in a therapeutic context or not. Sometimes it's spontaneous. And therefore, I think it needs to be supported properly in a therapeutic context.
When you claim that you have overcome homosexuality yourself, what do you actually mean? Just talk us through it.
Well, I have had conflict around feelings towards the same sex for most of my life, but I realized that I had choices around this and that I could go in one of two ways, and I chose to reduce those feelings and over a period of time have experienced significant reduction to the point of almost elimination, I would say. I would say it's not perfect, but this is not something I struggle with in the way that I once did. And I can credit therapeutic support and other types of support that have helped me in that area.
Why did you try to get this changed?
I was married and still am married and busy raising two children. And I felt that it was more authentic to my own values to remain within that marriage and to continue to love and to support my children.
Were you attracted to men before you got married?
Yes, I was, and that's the point. Also after I was married, and therefore I was in a position where, in terms of my own mental health and integrity, in terms of how I lived my life, I needed to make a choice.
I'm going to be talking to somebody who's gay in a moment, but presumably you are born like this. It's not something that's an illness that you try and get treatment for.
Well, it's certainly not an illness that you get treatment for, and we have never said that. But I would disagree with you in terms of the scientific evidence that conclusively says that we are born that way. That's the issue. And that is what many people are saying categorically is the case. But not even the Royal College of Psychiatrists, the UKCP, or the BACP hold evidence that says categorically we are born that way. The Human Genome Project, after 30 years of investigation, never found a gay gene. It's much more complex and far more of the environment contributes to this.
Do you believe that you were born to be like that, then, or you don't?
I just think human sexuality is very complex, and that a patterning begins to develop early in life because of all sorts of different things, never one thing. And for some people, that's completely okay, but for a group in the population, it's not okay because they have perhaps a set of values that contradict those. Mm. And
can you see why that might be offensive to quite a few people who are gay who are listening?
Well, it shouldn't be, because it should be supportive of people who feel that it's completely natural to them, who claim they were born that way. Surely there's got to be room for choice and for difference, and in a truly equal society, those who differ and who have good reasons for differing need to be respected and accommodated.
Do you wish you hadn't been born with homosexual feelings?
Yes, I would say I certainly have not found this to be helpful in my life. But I want to be respectful of people who differ from me.
Okay.
I won't be calling them inauthentic. I won't be preaching at them, but I will be hopefully, you know, holding out the option for those who want to go in a different route to be there for them if that's what they want.